Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Angeline.
So today we're talking a bit about history. Today's lesson is all about history. Are you interested in history, Angeline?
We were talking about this earlier. I said I had a love-hate relationship with history, which means I love it and I hate it at the same time.
Please explain.
Okay, so I am interested in history and like how we all got here, you know. How did this country become the way that it is? But I have a problem with memorizing facts and actually memorizing or remembering things in general. So I don't really remember.
What's my name?
Tap.
Close. Rather back to front, but it was a good try. Okay, so, well, you know, there are different ways to learn history, and learning lists of dates and names maybe isn't the most fun way. Today we're going to look at a fun way to learn history. Let's read our article, which is a dialogue today as part of our listening classroom. Let's take a look at day one.
Taiwan Bar makes history fun. Patricia finds Brendan looking at a website.
Hey, check out this great website. It's called Taiwan Bar.
I'm not interested in a bar's website.
Not that kind of bar. Taiwan Bar is a website about Taiwan's history and culture.
I see, but don't you get bored by history?
Taiwan Bar uses videos to make history really fun.
Who makes these videos?
There are four people. One is a history teacher, and another is a designer. The producer is DJ Hauer. Bucci does the talking.
Why are they making these videos?
They want to make fun videos so people might feel interested in Taiwan's history. They also explain other interesting things about Taiwan.
Cool. Let's watch some videos.
They start watching the video.
Word power!
Interested. Interested. I'm interested in Japanese culture. I'm interested in Japanese culture. History. History. I'm reading this book to learn more about the history of Taiwan. I'm reading this book to learn more about the history of Taiwan. Bored. Bored. Josh got bored, so he left the party. Josh got bored, so he left the party. Video. Video. I made a video of my dog and put it on the internet. I made a video of my dog and put it on the internet.
Okay, we're going to start off by describing what is going on in this conversation. The description at the start says, Patricia finds Brendan looking at a website.
Okay, so Brendan asks Patricia, Brendan says to Patricia, sorry, hey, check out this great website.
Look at it here.
Okay, so a website is a place on the internet where you can find information about something, a company or an organization maybe. So these websites will give you all the information you need to know about the company and the organization. For example, www.spca.com is a website.
Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a very similar one in the UK, but we have an R in front of it for Royal Society.
Oh, I see.
Okay, websites, of course, can also be your own personal websites where you just put whatever you want, okay? But what's this one that Brendan is looking at? He explains more by saying it's called Taiwan Bar.
Oh, are they going to talk about beer today?
Maybe.
Okay, so Patricia doesn't seem too impressed by this, okay? She says, I'm not interested in a bar's website.
Oh.
So if you guys know what a bar is, it's a place where people go to drink. And
yeah,
stuff, right?
and be social. Maybe mm-hmm. they'll have food and so on.
Yeah, so she's like, what, a beer website or a place to drink beer? Why would I want to know about that website? Well, let's go back to the word interested. Mm-hmm. It's an adjective. So if you are interested in something, it means you want to learn more about something or you enjoy it. For example, if you're interested in, say, a particular actress, maybe, it means you like her and you want to know more about her. Here's another example sentence. I'm interested in Japanese culture. I'm interested in Japanese culture.
Okay, so let's explain also a bit more about that word bar,
right.
B-A-R, bar. This website is called Taiwan Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a bar is a place where drinks like beer and wine are served, and often snack foods.
Mm-hmm.
We can also use the word bar to actually mean the long kind of counter or table behind which the drinks are kept
mm-hmm.
and where the people who serve the drinks work. You can even use the word bar to talk about a room in a restaurant or a hotel where all these drinks are served. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you could say, I went for a drink with my co-workers at a bar close to my office.
Right. So back to the conversation. Brendan says, not that kind of bar. So he's explaining to Patricia, no, you got the wrong idea.
Yes. he carries on to explain what the website really is. He says, Taiwan Bar is a website about Taiwan's history and culture.
Wow.
Now, we talked about history in the introduction. The word is spelled H-I-S-T-O-R-Y, history. And history is all the events that have happened in the past. Recent history, like last month, or ancient history, 5,000 years ago, okay? It's also a subject we learn about in school.
Right.
So here's an example sentence for history. I'm reading this book to learn more about the history of Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading this book to learn more about the history of Taiwan.
So now Patricia knows what Taiwan Bar is, but there's something she still doesn't understand.
Mm.
She says, I see, but don't you get bored by history? If you are bored by something, it means you are tired and impatient because you do not think something is interesting. Also, if you have nothing to do, you can say you are bored.
Yeah, don't make the mistake of saying boring, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Something is boring. You feel bored with the ED. So if you say, I'm so boring, means no one's interested in you. Whereas if you say, I'm bored, it means you have nothing to do.
That is an important point to make, yes. So here is an example sentence. Josh got bored, so he left the party. Josh got bored, so he left the party.
Okay, but Brandon has an answer for that. He's saying, well, maybe history doesn't interest mm-hmm. me, or it didn't before, but now things have changed. He says, Taiwan Bar uses videos to make history really fun.
Wow.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
So a video, V-I-D-E-O, video, this is a short film or a recording of an event, okay? It's usually made these days with digital technology,
mm-hmm.
and you can view it on a computer, especially over the internet. The things you watch on YouTube, it is a video hosting site.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you go there. That's where people put videos. A lot of people put videos and share them on Facebook.
Right.
Here's another example sentence. I made a video of my dog and put it on the internet. I made a video of my dog and put it on the internet. Do you do this? You have a dog?
No, I don't.
I do video
my dog, but I don't put it on the internet because I don't know if anybody would be interested in watching that.
Well,
yeah.
Try it.
Maybe.
See what happens.
Maybe I'll become like a millionaire because of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Patricia has another question. She asks, who makes these videos? Interesting question.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and Brandon answers, there are 4 people.
Oh, okay. So let's find out who they are. Brendan says, one is a history teacher
mm-hmm.
and another is a designer.
Ooh.
So a designer is a person whose job is to decide how things such as clothes, furniture, or tools, or anything pretty much, will look or work by making drawings, plans, or patterns. For example, a fashion designer makes clothes. And an interior designer, interior spelled I-N-T-E-R-I-O-R, interior designer helps you design what the inside of your house will look like.
Okay, and so this is the artist for the video. She kind of comes up with what the videos, the cartoons, and all these things, what it's going to look like. Okay, we're going to take a quick break now for our 英文 Kuai Tong, so we'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Hello, this is Lin. 又到了我们的快易通的单元。那今天要讲的说简单呢，其实很简单，但是就是很容易忘记。中文里啊，我们说的另一个，英文里可能是 another， 也可能是 the other。那怎么知道怎么用哪个用才是对的？那 Selin 听到你的呐喊了。那其实这个一切呢，就要依照你的讲的东西数量有多少来决定。什么意思嘞？举例来说，如果你今天只有两颗苹果，一颗被你吃了。然后一颗被你的弟弟吃了，这句话我们就可以这么说 ：I had two apples, I ate one, and my brother ate the other. I had two apples, I ate one, and my brother ate the other. One 指定了固定的范围，也就是这个两个苹果中的其中一个。那这个 the 是定冠词，所以 the other 其实指的呢就是固定范围之中的另一个。那么现在如果没有一个范围嘞，或者是说啊这个范围很大，数量超过三个以上，这个时候我们就可以用上 another。所以我吃了一个苹果以后，我还想要再吃一个。After I ate one, I still wanted another. After I ate one, I still wanted another. 这里的 another 就是另一个，但是我没有限定是哪一个，就是随便哪一个都可以。那如果刚刚讲的 the other 和 another 你都会使用了，那我们现在来一个进阶版哦，就是 one, another, and the other。这个三个代名词呢，表示总数有三个。举例来说，如果你有三个姐姐好了，一个是老师，一个是公车司机，那一个是医生，我们可以怎么说呢？想想看，很好。One is a teacher.Another is a bus driver, and the other is a doctor. One is a teacher, another is a bus driver, and the other is a doctor. 这样我们就把总数三个的状况说完咯。如果行有余力，就把最后这个用法学起来吧。用快通，下次见，拜拜。
Welcome back. So we're finding out about the four members of Taiwan Bar. Now we know one of them is a history teacher and another is a designer. Brendan also says the producer is DJ Hauer. I think it's pronounced Hauer, his name.
I don't know who he is. Who is
he? Well, he's the producer.
Okay.
He produces something. The producer, this is spelled P-R-O-D-U-C-E-R, producer, is the person responsible for managing a project, like usually an artistic one, and getting the money for making films, TV shows, radio shows, internet videos, or for staging a play or an opera or something like that, okay? A director concentrates on what happens on the screen. The producer does a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, organizing things, getting things together. For example, the movie producer helped the director to find the money for his film.
Okay, I always thought the director had to do that.
No, you need a producer. It's very important.
Okay, so finally it's time for the fourth member of Taiwan Bar. Our article says, Bucci does the talking.
Okay, yeah, it's his voice you'll mostly hear on the videos. So we finished introducing the members, but Patricia hasn't finished with her questions. She says, why are they making these videos? So what's the point of Taiwan Bar?
And once again, Brendan has the answer. He says, they want to make fun videos so people might feel interested in Taiwan's history.
Okay, there's that word again, interested. Yeah, we looked at earlier. Brendan also says, Taiwan Bar, they also explain other interesting things about Taiwan. Notice there we've said interested. You feel interested. But the thing, interesting, ing ending. Interesting things, interesting people make you feel interested. Okay, don't say, I am interesting in this. Okay, that's not quite right.
Mm-hmm.
Use the ED ending for how you feel, the ING for how something is.
Kind of like our bored and boring.
Bored and
just
boring,
now.
Exactly.
Okay. So Patricia likes the sound of this. She says, cool, let's watch some videos.
Great, okay. And the first part of the article finishes by saying what they do next, which is they start watching the video. Okay, there's a lot of these are all about, some 5, 8, 10 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
So you can watch a few at a time and get different ideas. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're long videos that you need to take a break after.
Ah.
And they're all pretty funny. So
we'll
find out a bit more about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So that's the end of the first part of the conversation. So let's go to our wrap up. Okay, so here's a few questions for you, Pat.
Right.
Did you like history in school?
I did. It was one of my favorite subjects. When I was 13 years old in England at the time, you could choose some subjects that you would keep studying and some that you would stop studying. So I stopped studying art and music when I was 13, but I chose to study history because I was interested in it.
I see.
How about you?
Remember I told you I'm not really
love
good
hate, at... Love, hate.
I'm not really good at remembering things.
Uh-huh.
Actually... A funny thing is, the history that I know the most about is actually Singapore. It's
right.
not Canada, and it's not anywhere else that I've studied in school, but it's mm-hmm. actually Singapore, and that's because I've actually recently started learning the history of Singapore. The reason is because the country is so small,
mm-hmm.
and it's so young, but yet it has, like,
a lot of things have happened to Singapore in its time, so it's a good one.
So that's one of the reasons.
So have you been reading history books about it or online articles?
Yes, I read books. I go to their museums every time I go back
to
Singapore, so that's how I pretty much know all about it. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, if someone needs to make a Singapore bar, obviously, we need to find out more about Taiwan bar. We'll be mm-hmm. back tomorrow to learn more. Don't go away. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope we can still be friends.
I hope we can still be friends.
大家生命中可能都有那种有达以上恋人未满的朋友，或许你想告白，但又担心告白失败就会失去这个朋友。因为很多时候，虽然分手的时候总是说得很好听 ，I hope we can still be friends， 但其实你们两个心里想的可能都是 I hate you， I never want to see you again in my life。好啦，希望不要这样。两个人在一起，不管怎么说，都是一种缘分。大家好聚好散，再见就不尴尬啦。所以今天的小聚会 ，I hope we can still be friends。I hope we can still be friends， 就直接翻说，我希望我们还能是朋友。What about you? Can you still be friends after a breakup? 我是觉得，毕竟两个人曾经一起经历过这么多事情 ，You were so close before。除了竟然以外，但快找不到这么了解你、这么认识你的人了。如果分手又连朋友都不能当，这样也是很可惜。所以也会有人说，如果真的很喜欢这个朋友，那就绝对不要跟他变成男女朋友，因为朋友。或许总是比情人走得更长久啦。哇，再讲下去感觉我都可以写歌了。 Before we go, let's review one more time. I hope we can still be friends. I hope we can be friends too. 小聚会 see you next time.
I hope we can still be friends.
I hope we can still be friends.
Taiwan Bar makes history fun.Patricia finds Brendan looking at a website.
Hey, check out this great website. It's called Taiwan Bar.
I'm not interested in a bar's website.
Not that kind of bar. Taiwan Bar is a website about Taiwan's history and culture.
I see, but don't you get bored by history?
Taiwan Bar uses videos to make history really fun.
Who makes these videos?
There are 4 people. One is a history teacher, and another is a designer. The producer is DJ Hauer. Bucci does the talking.
Why are they making these videos?
They want to make fun videos so people might feel interested in Taiwan's history. They also explain other interesting things about Taiwan.
Cool. Let's watch some videos.
They start watching the video.
Interested. Interested. I'm interested in Japanese culture. I'm interested in Japanese culture. History. History. I'm reading this book to learn more about the history of Taiwan. I'm reading this book to learn more about the history of Taiwan. Bored. Bored. Josh got bored, so he left the party. Josh got bored, so he left the party. Video. Video. I made a video of my dog and put it on the internet. I made a video of my dog and put it on the internet.